Back in about 2008, sisters Eng and Wei moved to Bangkok. And over about 5 years, they slowly grew their business. They created a couple of websites. And they had a decent year-round tourism business. Now, there is low seasons and high seasons in Thailand. And their focus was not only on day tours, but on multi-day tours. Their base was in Bangkok. And let me tell you, it's pretty darn competitive in Bangkok. There are currently, right now, in TripAdvisor, I'm seeing that there are 366 activities listed in Bangkok alone, and out of that, 105 sightseeing tours. So, do they have competition? You bet. So, like most of us, we relied on a good search engine and working on getting our Google ranking up. Yeah, it would be great if we didn't have to rely on Google and be engaged with that, but it does make a difference on our ranking. So, in 2012, Google really started doing some pretty serious changes of how they ranked websites. Now, Eng and Wei, they were still the same company that they've always been. They've been providing great service. They had happy clients. They were doing a little bit of marketing in other areas, TripAdvisor and a little social media. They were in Facebook, but most of their traffic was from Google. They lost 40% of their ranking. So this is pretty devastating. Nothing to do with how they work or who they are, but it's just the environment we work in. It's like a natural disaster. Stuff happens, especially for those of us in the active outdoor field. That's why they call it adventure travel. Shit happens. By the way, Eng and Wei's URL is let's-tour-bangkok.com, and they specialize in soft adventure and cultural tours. So, anyway, so what did they do about it? So, Engine Boy, I've been they had bought my course about a year before that, and they decided to hire me for some marketing. And we kind of worked on some of the topics that I've been talking with you about. First and foremost, we wanted to make sure is how can we get more leads and sales from existing traffic? So that was number one. So we worked on getting higher retention, more page views, and more leads. We worked on getting more traffic, and we started working on where can we get more quality traffic that's interested in what we need and want and convert a higher percentage of that traffic. The answer, of course, was TripAdvisor. Yes, it's super competitive. Yes, there's a bunch of other tour operators there, but it was a matter of slowly and systematically working on gaining more reviews and more favorable reviews on by implementing a relatively simple and easy process. So what happened for them? Well, in the over a year's period, they went from a being about number like 80 of activities down to about number 14, and they went from about 45 of sightseeing tours into the top 10. They're currently number 7, which I'm thrilled to see, which is awesome. And so, what did this mean to them? Last year, in 2000, and I guess it was 2013, during their slow season, which is the summer, the months of May through September, they had their best slow season ever. And their overall business turned out not being down, but at least equal, even though they had lost 40% of their traffic. So the what I want to leave you with today is that diversification is key. And TripAdvisor is an awesome choice. What we know about TripAdvisor visitors is they're absolutely looking for what you're selling, and that reviews are always have been and always been more powerful than anything before. It's like Google. We can't change it. It's the giant elephant in the room, so you better get used to it. And is there people that are making false reviews? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean stop participating in the game. In my Travel Business Success blog on I did a post a while back on TripAdvisor Marketing Help. Coast to Coast Tours in Auckland had some pretty tough things to say. They said they didn't think that TripAdvisor worked that way, and that necessarily more reviews didn't equal higher ranking. Well, what I have to say to you is that yeah, it would be great if they just looked at your past ranking, but it's like any business. You got to keep on planting seeds. You cannot rest on your laurels. Someone will pass you by. You're in a business, and business has competition. I think today's travel consumers are smarter than ever. They will read the crappy reviews, they will read the good reviews, and if they see that you don't have any reviews for a while because you choose not to ask for them, then people are you're gonna they're gonna forget about you. People's attention span is pretty limited. So, I don't think it's rude at all to ask for a review. Savvy travelers know that and appreciate reading reviews from other travelers. It helps them too. It's TripAdvisor buyers are also TripAdvisor reviewers. And I just want to close on saying, of all the clients I've worked with over the years, especially some of the higher end travel, have told me consistently of 100% of the people who chose to buy the trip, to book the trip, all read TripAdvisor reviews. So, like it or not, you got to start getting involved. Later on, I'm going to start giving you some more case studies and some more ways people have used TripAdvisor easily and quickly to increase their leads, increase their sales, and really ultimately lower the marketing costs and diversify and not be stuck on what Google is doing. Tourism Tim signing off. Have a great day.